At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Kind of a rainy, dreary day Wednesday here in the Twin Cities, which has been like that a lot lately. Yesterday, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey issued an executive order directing city staff to implement the terms of the federal police reform agreement that was abandoned by the Trump administration last month. And we are pleased to be joined by the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, right now. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Say, when the Trump administration brought the motion in front of the federal judge to dismiss the consent decree a couple weeks ago, and the judge granted it, was that the period of time when you decided you were going to do something like this?
We were certain that we were going to carry out these reforms regardless of whether the White House was on board. And I think it was fairly apparent early on that the Trump administration was not going to follow through with the commitments made by the previous administration. This is work that we underwent over a very long period of time. It's like a 169-page report that details some of the work that we are required to do, but also we want to do. We want to make sure that the interactions that people have with police officers on the street are improved. And simultaneously, we want to uplift the great work that our police officers are doing when they're discharging their job in an honorable fashion.
What, Mayor Frey, what has been done? What specific things have been done since 2020 or when this process started? And what main things? I know there's a lot of things. You said 169 report, but what are some specific things that have been implemented and some other maybe specific things that are yet to be implemented?
There is so much.
Right.
And so it almost doesn't make sense to get into one single item. But here's the thing. A lot of times people are looking for a policy change. We have made countless policy changes, whether it's use of force or it's the disciplinary matrix. That's not enough to just change the policy on a piece of paper. It's got to be first that policy change, followed up by making sure officers know what that policy is, then training officers in to ensure that even during the most difficult of situations that they have a muscle memory that is built in so they're complying with the policy. Then you got to ensure there's accountability. In other words, if they do the job well, you hold them up and you uplift their great work. And when they don't, there's accountability. And then finally, it's interactions on the street to make sure that people actually feel the difference. I could talk about policy changes all day, but that's not like the most important part. That's the first part of a whole lot of work that is undergone here. And like I said, people have been demanding this change for years. They've wanted to see these reforms and culture shift made for years. And we're doing it whether or not the White House is on board and making it happen.
Now, there was a lot of talk at the beginning of this that one of the hurdles would be the police union. And I know that the police union will be a problem. How has it gone with the police union, and how is you have you felt you've gotten good cooperation from the chief on this as well?
Look, I won't speak for the police union. Obviously, they represent their members. And at the same time, I know there are police officers in our department that want to be part of this change. We're seeing a huge increase in applications into the MPD right now. It's 135% increase because these officers that are coming in, they want to get in on the ground level. They want to be an example for other cities to follow. And they're getting in for the right reasons, which is protecting and serving the people of our city, both those that live here and those that come and go. I'm feeling a lot of momentum right now in that we are making these changes. In fact, the independent evaluator noted that Minneapolis was making more progress in creating a foundation for reform than virtually any city under a consent decree in the country. And so we are seeing change. Our officers are buying into that change. We're also supporting our officers, recognizing that they do a very hard job. And it's an honorable profession. It's one that, again, we need to be uplifting. And, you know, far too often you got people that are, you know, fall into these camps of like, you know, are you pro-community or pro-police? Well, you could be pro both. I am for our police, and I'm for the great work that they do. I'm also recognizing that the honorable profession of policing is more honorable and is more professional when they are held to a high standard and they're abiding by the Constitution.
I know that you know, in wake of George Floyd, in the wake of the riots, and in the wake of the consent decree that there was, and you mentioned it earlier in your answer there, that the ranks in Minneapolis, I know there's a statutory requirement that I think the police has to have. I'm just kind of spitballing here, Mayor, but if I remember, it's like 800 officers, somewhere in that range. How low did it go? And you said they're coming back. Are you close to being back to that number?
It's coming back. We were in the mid 500s, which is far too few, as we saw massive attrition from our police department in the wake of 2020. Now we are above 600 officers. Like I said, we've seen a 135% increase in applications, more officers, recruits, cadets, laterals, and community service officers are coming on to this department all the time. And, you know, are we at the place where we need to be at? No, we're not. We still have a long way to go in terms of making sure that more police officers are joining on. But we're clearly making some progress.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Third Precinct, I know there's been some movement on that. Where can you tell us you are? The city is on the replacement for the Third Precinct?
So what we're moving forward on is a Southside Community Safety Center. This is a place that would house not just officers in the way a precinct would, but could also host a number of different services all under one roof. This is the first time that we've tried this kind of thing in the city. We obviously have a site. The site is being built out, and we're looking to make it sure that it's in top form here. And so yeah, we're seeing some progress, hopefully getting things in gear for next year.
Well, Mayor, thanks for joining us. We very much appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Mayor Jacob Frey here on the Chad Hartman Show. Corzo filling in for the mayor today. A couple of things I wanted to address looking back on that. It is kind of stunning that the numbers of the cops went down to 500 and now they're at 650. And I believe the statute is 800, something like that. Do we call it something like that from back in the day? But the thought that there's a lot to do and not doing, and he wasn't into a lot of details. But the one thing he said there that I really agree with him, and this is so much a problem in our country today. You can be pro police and you can be pro community. They're not mutually exclusive. You know, it's you really can't be pro life. And you can't really be pro-life and abortion rights. Those are mutually exclusive, okay? A lot of the issues we have are not mutually exclusive. The police can do a lot better job of policing in a way that is safer for everybody and could be more effective. And still, you can still support the police saying, hey, you know, a lot of countries have no guns on their police. You know, our country has a problem where police forces are killing a lot of people more than almost any other country. And we should all want to address that. And it's not just the police's fault. It's the criminal's fault, too. But we don't have to have this be so bipolar, so divisive. And it would be if Minneapolis was run by Republicans, because then the thing would be over. There would be all the things that happened after George Floyd. They would do nothing. The sense I get from a lot of Republicans, they don't want to do any police reform, nothing. And they should be okay with some of it, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the whole, you know, after George Floyd, the whole defund movement was ridiculous.
Yes.
It was insane. And Republicans certainly jumped on that. And I think the sane Democrats said, whoa, let's calm down. Of course, we need police. But that was not as loud as the defund movement from the left. And that certainly painted Democrats in a spot that they did not want to be painted in.
They don't. The Democrats to this day, from a national perspective, don't know how to package a message. I mean, defund the police. That's the wrong way to package the message. A great way to package a message would be, for example, when the NCAA started. I know I'm kind of going, I'm doing a quick turn.
It's a weave.
But when they had, you know, all these players, these football players back in the 1800s were getting hurt, and they didn't want to be compensated. They didn't want to be hooked responsible for their injuries. Mm-hmm. So they turned them into students. So they didn't say, well, we're not going to get them fixed. We're not going to pay for their medical treatment. They said, let's make them student athletes.
Yeah.
See how nice that sounds? Mm-hmm. They should have said community-based policing, something like that, right? You say something that, because defunding it scares everybody. Even people that feel the police have overstepped their bound, we all want them when we need them, right? If there's some guy trying to break in my house, I'm calling the police, okay? I want them to come to my house. I want them to keep me safe. So to sit there and say you don't want the police, that was the stupidest thing that could have been done. I think they really meant, let's just change the focus a little bit. And that's something that they're trying to do, and maybe they will.
I think a lot of people did probably mean that. Others really did mean defund. And when you speak to the fringes, which happens in politics, on whether you're on the right or left right now, that seems to be where you get the most traction, where you get the most eyeballs and, you know, the media coverage, because, oh, that's interesting. That person's getting a little wacko. Let's send a camera and let's write a story on that. So, I mean, that's where it gets the loudest.
Although in the long history of humankind, I believe police departments have only been around for like 200 years, I want to say, 250 years. So in the old days, I guess you were just fending for yourself. Maybe this could be progress, though. You know, we've only had cars for 100 years, right? We don't want to go back to those days before. When we come back, St. Francis School Board, about back when I was filling in for DeRusha back in April, I talked about them banning the books. Well, they've seen the light, and the books are back on the shelves. We'll discuss and return here on 830 WCCO.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.